Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. Doctrine of Truth, I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is to bring you the truth on the grassroots level. All listeners, to call in and share their biblical experience so that we may grow thereby. The subject of this program is, at this time, the start of spiritual warfare. The start of spiritual warfare. Amen. Father, we thank you for this broadcast. Lord, we ask you to look upon each and every caller. Stretch your hand of deliverance, O God, and bring deliverance to each and every one. In the name of Jesus the Christ, Lord, we know you're able. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. Amen. Lord, you didn't say physical, electronic, through the telephone, or the radio, Lord, we'll be coming together in agreement that you will bless the broadcast, that we bless the listeners, because you are the Word of God. You are the Word. Amen. We believe in the Word, and the Word go out. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to give us clarity. Oh, God, and bless the one get the revelation. In Jesus, the name, Jesus Christ, the name we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you again as well, those that are calling in. Call a friend and tell a friend that the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We are here in the iron, sharpening iron. We kind of help one another, encourage one another. Amen. That we be able to help you, to help you and you and you, that we can grow in Christ. That's our whole goal, that we can all grow. Amen. Spiritually. Amen. That the inner man can go forward. Amen. Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, it says, wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellent of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. You can get this broadcast, and you can be a part of it. Amen. All day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. You can go to our website, www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. Go to our website. Amen. As well as you can visit, amen, like we say, Blog Talk Radio. There are many broadcasts, amen, been recorded over the years, and you can find one that's suitable to you at your time. There's different times in different areas, and the Bible speaks of Ecclesiastes, third chapter. There's different seasons in your life. Different seasons in your life, amen. We're all growing and changing, amen. But most of all, you want to continue to grow and change with God, grow and change in one, because He is our Creator, amen. It's not a weak thing, amen, to grow and grow with God. And we were discussing here, amen, spiritual growth. But we want to make a note always concerning, amen, Bible study and wisdom. We said Ecclesiastes of 7th chapter from the King James, 7th chapter and the 7th chapter. And we have one of the Bibles. It is four Bibles in one, and this part of King James Comparable Study Bible, and it's a New International Version, Amplified Version, King James Version, and American Standard. And you always begin to reach out and say that, you know, check your Bibles. Make sure you have some of the mainstream Bibles because of what God, and you'll see in this study how valuable and how important it is that you have the real truth. This program is coming off the many that we're doing that pastors have to make sure, and you have to make sure, amen, that if you should walk out the door and fall dead tomorrow, that you know where you're going. You know where you're going. They got to be dead. They got to be dead tree. They got to be dead truth. Amen. Drop dead truth that when you walk out, amen, you living on the truth. You walking on God's promises. Amen. And it doesn't bother you or worry you because your spirit, you know, within you, amen, that God promised you and he's in you. 1 John 4:4 said, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God doesn't go about how much money you got, how tall you are, how beautiful you are, how much weight you got, amen, what family you out of. He looks at the heart of a man and a woman. He looks at the heart, and he works from the heart, amen. If you accept him and you say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart, amen, you can go to heaven with God. And he wants you to study his word and follow his word, obedience. We can see during this broadcast here, between obedience and following the God's word, you can make it to heaven. Obedience and God's word, the true word of God, you can make it into heaven. Jesus talked about many times about false prophets and about the false teachers. And one way, those of you that's been in the Bible a while, amen, to give you like a spiritual weather report. You know, the clouds come up and you can feel the wind and different things. You say, oh, a storm is coming. A storm is coming. That's what Jesus was saying to Nicodemus. He said, you can tell the changing of the weather and different things. Amen. You can tell, amen, if you make a note on your study, make a note that you can tell when difficulties arise in your life, and it will in everybody's life. And where you get the understanding, because Proverbs say, understanding brings strength. Where you get the understanding is that you know that blessings are coming because the enemy is trying to stop you from achieving or derail you from going where you want to go. Amen. You'll find this out as we go to the study now concerning pertaining to where does spiritual warfare, where did it start? And where did it start? And how can you combat it? Amen. And the most important thing the enemy doesn't want you to know, he doesn't want you to be aware, amen, of where he is and where he's coming from, where he is and where he's coming from. Amen. He want to hide himself. Let's go to Genesis. But I want you to look at, we're saying it about wisdom. Wisdom is 7th chapter. In the 12th verse, it says, from the King James. Now I have a comparative Bible. It's 4:1. It's the King James, Amplified, American Standard, and a New International Bible. Amen. So you always should get these mainstream Bibles, have two or three Bibles or Bibles, amen, Bible dictionary, concordance, where you can compare scriptures from different books in the Bible, amen. Isaiah said line upon line and precepts upon precepts, amen. So we're going to run some here comparables, comparing four different Bibles on Ecclesiastes 7:12. He said, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellent knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. Now, the Amplified Bible, it gives you a lot of adjective and preverbs and pronouns. He said, wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. And so you see we have two reading the same thing here. The American Standard, New American Standard Bible says, wisdom is protection, just as money is protection. Okay, now hold on. You know for yourself, if you got some finance and you need something, and you need to have it for your water, your lights, your anything very important, amen, you got your money, it'll help you. You need to put something essential in your house or your home and your life, your money, it protects you. It says, well, wisdom, if you know something, amen, if you know something to help you, your family, your home, and many those in business field, in stock market, they're all working, trying to find out what's the next big deal. Amen. What's the next big sale? You know, what is the next production going on, that they be ready? So wisdom, what you know, we send our children to school, many of them good education, what you know can protect you. And the other Bible said it is if you can defend yourself by what you know, along with money. We all know about money. Oh, money can buy me this. I can do this with money. I can do that. Well, but what about what you know? What about what you know? Amen. All right. The new International Bible says wisdom is a shelter, as money is a shelter. You see, so we work from King James Amplified Bible, the New American Standard, and the New International Bible. Now, to check out these different Bibles, amen, you should go to get King James and work from there, and the translations of where they come from. Invest in your soul. Invest in your soul. God's people always invest in the Word of God, in the Word of God, and making sure who feeding you, who directing you, because they got to be dead right. They got to be dead right. Something happened to you, amen, and you should leave this earth, amen. Whoever taught you, and pray to God that they taught you right, amen. But why are you here? You're here on this earth, amen. I always say, you know, we are in step two of salvation. Amen. The process of step two, salvation, studying and improving yourself, protecting yourself against what? The known enemy. Now, let's look into Genesis. We're going to where we know. So, well, I know where spiritual warfare started. It started in the garden. It started in the Garden of Eden. It started in the Garden of Eden. We're going to show you where it starts. Then we're going to show you how to protect yourself. And how you can be aware of what you're doing now, that maybe you never thought you was doing this, and maybe you never thought about, amen, information, amen. But God is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, communication, and that's what He did. He talked to Adam and Eve constantly. They fellowship in the garden, amen. And they had a dialogue between each other. God was teaching them and showing them what to do and what not to do in the Garden of Eden. He was showing them because He knew. God knew what happened in heaven, Revelation 12. He knew what happened. Amen. He knew that Satan and Lucifer, amen, a third part of his host was kicked out of heaven. He know the Machiavellian overthrew him. He tried to go up and take over the throne of God. Amen. And he was in the garden watching him talk with his people, his creation. But one thing he could not do, he could not put his hands on them. He could not talk to them. He could talk to them, sorry, but he could not, amen, overthrow them, like he could not fight with them physically. Amen. In Revelation 12 and 7, there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found in heaven anymore. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. Where did they go? In the Garden of Eden. The only two human beings in the world. This leave him alone. No. He had a vendetta against God. God creation. He couldn't defeat him up there, the third part of heaven. He couldn't defeat him. Michael done kicked him out, so he came to the earth. That's the time. Amen. If your Bible says it, when did the devil enter the earth? He entered the earth in the garden. In the garden. And what did he see? He saw. This is watch this now. This is where the spiritual warfare started. This is where bad information started. This is where the enemy come after all of us. All of us. Amen. He said, notice that third chapter of Revelation, amen, verse, for the sake of time, and God and the serpent said unto the woman, after God had told them what to do and told them not to do, and the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. Bad information. God said, don't do this. And the serpent is now dialoguing. Amen. Questioning God's authority. Amen. Amen. Putting misinformation in Eve's mind. Amen. Challenging her. Amen. That, oh, listen. God's, you're not really going to die. You and Adam is only two human beings here. God's not going to kill you. Amen. He's not going to take you off this earth. But God knows that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as gods. And that's why you find so many people today. Amen. Even saints, we have to watch ourselves. Amen. Knowing good and evil. Knowing how to discern bad and good. But we have to watch ourselves that we think we're self-sufficient. That ain't what God wants. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost works together. They are one. We are not self-sufficient. We need God. We need his presence. We need his power because we're fighting against warfare, against something we can't see. Amen. But we know the enemy is present, but we can't see him. Amen. What he does, like Peter said, he's like a roaring lion. He's trying to talk you out of your covenant. He wants to talk you out of your covenant. Amen. Your blessing, your protection, that you end up hurting yourself. Amen. And be destroyed. Amen. Because he's already doomed. He will not be, amen, in heaven. He can't be saved. He's a fallen cherubim. He's a fallen angel. Amen. They can't be saved. Amen. So don't feel sorry for them. Amen. God wants his people to live. So protect, that's where it started. What was it started? Bad information. Bad information. And let me give you this here, because we're always watching our time. Amen. Because this broadcast is geared to, amen, iron sharpening iron, that we help one another. Amen. We come together. We ask God to give us revelation, amen, that we can help each other to see things that we never thought was there. Notice what Paul said in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter and the 22nd verse. The 7th chapter and 22nd verse. Remember now, we are flesh and blood. The body, soul, and spirit. God created man from the dust of the ground. Breathe in him. Amen. Now when sin came in, Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and God's presence was not in them anymore, but surrounding them, amen, and it caused man, amen, to lose his biblical strength with the world because they disobeyed God, because so the enemy came in their lives, sin. Sin came in their lives. And this is what Paul said, the Apostle Paul. And you know Apostle Paul, he was a rebel. He warred against the Christian faith, a Pharisee. He thought sure he was right. See how the information got. Now you thought sure, yes, I am right. I know. Amen. I'm running for God. I'm running for Jesus. Amen. And Paul thought he was right. Amen. He didn't realize that Jesus was still alive. He didn't realize that. Makes long story short, amen. He met Jesus on the Damascus Road. He met him on the Damascus Road. And the story goes on, and Paul has found in something now in Romans, and he write this. Romans 7, he says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." Everybody within themselves, amen, desire to do everything they can to live for God. He said, "But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind." Amen. Warring against the law of my mind. Amen. Warring. You know what war is, gun, knives. And they use that terminology, warring. Amen. He's fighting against it. He's talking against it. Amen. And he's saying that, and bringing me into captivity, into the law of sin and death, which is in my mind, in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. All of us are wrestling. We're wrestling, fighting day and night, amen, by the things that are happening in our body that will come against us, amen, sickness and death, trials and tribulation. Amen. Let's see what the King James gives us the same approach here, Romans 7. But this Amplified Bible gives us 7 in Romans 7 and 23. I desire in my bodily members, in the sensitivity, that the will of the flesh, the different law, rules of the action, at war against the law of my mind, my reason, and making me a prisoner, the law of sin which dwelleth in my bodily organs, and senses, appetite, the will of the flesh. Notice in the American Standard, he's saying that, but I see a different law in my members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin which is in my members. Notice in the New International Bible, he said, but I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner. Now, bad information can paralyze you to the point where you either go neutral, or you feel that you can't do anything, anywhere, anyhow, amen, to your lifestyle. It might change your lifestyle. So Paul said, I find myself a prisoner. That's what spiritual warfare does. If you don't rule it out, if you don't prove, Paul said in the book of Romans 12 chapter, Paul saying it in King James, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And here comes the part here that we all wrestle with. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. Transform yourself. Amen. By the renewing. How are you going to do it? By information. By the renewing. Proving out what is right, what is wrong. Amen. What you think is right, what you think is wrong. That you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Say, okay, now we know where spiritual warfare is coming from. We know who started it and why he's starting it, because of he wants you to be disobedient to God. Once you become disobedient, disobedient to God's will and God's ways, amen, is sin. It's sin. There's trespasses, amen, that you know you see a sign that says, do not enter. And sometimes we go through places and we see a sign that says, do not enter. But we go. And there's also iniquities. Iniquities. We're dealing with all type of unruliness, wickedness, wicked ways, wicked thoughts. Amen. Wicked avenues. Amen. You find Isaiah 53. Amen. And he talks about 53 and 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities. Amen. That deals with everything. The mind. The things that are dealing with the mind. Amen. If you don't pull it down and keep control of it, amen, your thoughts will control you. Amen. That's from so much wickedness. And we're going to read this last scripture, then we're going to go to the phones. Ephesians 6, it says, Paul was saying that, finally, brethren, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. That you be able to stand against the tricks, against all his wicked weapons. Amen. The walls of the devil. Amen. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood. There we go again. There we go again. Amen. You think it's your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your dog, your cat, the people at work. But no, the enemy came after Adam and Eve. And nobody else in the garden. Nobody. Now, human beings, if you think you got it, someone recorded that, you know what exactly some more human beings who was in the garden, then, you know, this we on Blog Talk, we're in Doctrine of Truth. We always try to talk about something biblically, amen, in a nice, comfortable way. We don't fight against each other. Amen. But notice what, let's take out one of these Amplified Bibles said in Ephesians 6. He said, we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, one with physical opponents, but against the disposition, against the powers, against the master spirits, who are the world rulers of the present darkness, against spiritual forces, wickedness in the heavenly, supernatural spheres. If you look at New International Bible says, amen, and he said in the sixth chapter, amen, it says, and for seventh verse, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. So you can rule out why your neighbor do such a thing. You can rule out why his brother or sister on your job or they do such a thing, because it's a spirit against a spirit. Paul said he understands. Once you understand somebody and you can understand what forcing them, where they're coming from, you can work it. But also you have to watch yourself. Watch yourself. Amen. You got to be careful about yourself. And don't let the devil give you presumptions, ideas. Amen. And that's what he did with Adam and Eve. He threw out a presumption that God, if you disobey God, you're going to be all right. God not going to do this. You know, where God helped you before, how God helped you before, he's going to do it again. He's going to do it. He helped you trip up yourself and make you think God is not a healer. God is not a blesser. God went somewhere because of the fact he fought against your knowledge. Now notice, let me give you two quick examples here. Amen. How the enemy is using now. Amen. How the enemy is working. Amen. How working against people's knowledge. Amen. Sometimes we forget, amen, that God doesn't work the same way with everybody. Case in point. He doesn't work the same way in helping everybody. He's not a genie in a bottle that you can wrap him up. Amen. You remember Jericho? Amen. Children of Israel, he told them to march around. Amen. March around the wall. Amen. Seven times and blow the trumpet. Amen. And they give, God told them to do the Israelites, do that. And the wall fell. The wall fell. Now, he didn't tell them to do that in every battle. They had a great battle. But he didn't tell them to march around the Philistines. He didn't tell them the Jebusites and the Hivites and to fight a battle like that. No. But, amen. He didn't tell them to do all that. He gave them one specific way. Amen. Now the enemy will tell you, well, he'll be all right. You remember how you walked, how God bless you? Amen. You go over there. Amen. Put some oil on that car. Put some oil on the house. You go and slap oil on the people's car and everything. And the man said, well, I'm going to just give you this car. I was going to give it away anyway. He said, oh, the Lord gave me a car. Oh, then you go to slap your oil and everything on somebody else. That ain't God. But the devil will tell you, oh, yeah, go over there and do it. Go over there and do that. Another example. Naaman the leper. Amen. He heard the prophet was in town. Amen. He thought, sure. Amen. The prophet going to tell him just like he do with everybody else. Oh, the man of God healed. He's here. You get some oil and lay hands on him and pray for him. And the prophet didn't even come to his house. Amen. Naaman, the captain of the Syrian host, he told his servant to go over there and tell him what to do. Go down to Jordan and dip seven times. Oh, my God. He got upset. And it's good to have people around you. It's in your favor. Amen. To try to get you help. Amen. And they know God. And God told them. And the little servant, she was a servant in the house. Said, Master, he didn't tell you no great thing. He didn't ask for so much clothes. I'm paraphrasing now. He didn't ask you for all your treasures. Amen. You just go down to the Jordan. Oh, that old nasty river. People, my master, you got leprosy. If you don't be careful, leprosy, you, those sores and pulse all over your skin and everything. After a while, they start isolating lepers. Amen. They have their own community. They wrap them up. They can't be seen. And you start smelling no perfume or anything. He said, Master, he didn't ask you no great thing. She talked him into it. He went down and dipped seven times. Amen. And his flesh claimed pure. Could have went out and had a class. Said, okay, y'all. We get ready. Everybody got leprosy? Line up. I want you to show you how to dip in the water. I want you to get up. And I want to show you how to lay down and march around. Amen. He could have made a whole lot of money. and testified how God healed him. But, you know, it wasn't that way. He realized it was just for a specific time. But the enemy would tell you, and you got so many out there, where the devil done twisted things, and they got their mind presumptuous. And like to Adam and Eve, God ain't going to kill you. No, you're the only two. You're the only two. Amen. God ain't going to go against that. But God ways, Isaiah said, he's not like our ways. The heaven high above the earth, so God ways. Amen. God want to bless you and help you, but you got to examine. Don't take what you heard from somebody and how God will help them. And you talk with them. You find out they disappointed. They left the church. They heard things. They saw things on television. They did these different things. And these false prophets, they jumping off of trucks, jumping out of airplanes. They're coming in on trucks. They're coming on trains. Because the enemy know that's the way to get the human race. And you can see it now. The big lie going all through the land, all over the world. People don't want to get no masks on. They don't want to take no shots. Amen. Because that information, amen, bad information can kill people naturally and spiritually. Amen. Spiritual warfare. We're getting ready to go to the phones now. We like always like to have your input. Amen. Because of you, amen, we're here. Amen. We're here on the air. Amen. Because of you. Amen. Maybe you have something you'd like to put in. Amen. But since it's spiritual warfare, or maybe you have seen people and heard them, and you know, amen, it worked for Sally and Joan. It might not work for Peter and Paul. Amen. And Peter and Paul got upset because they see what happened to Judas, and they said, it ain't going to happen to me. Amen. And they went all these different kind of things. The enemy draw lines. But you have to go to the Word of God, and you have to go to prayer. Amen. And prayer through the Holy Spirit. See, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, he said, let my word, other words, what he's saying to you, be established. Amen. All right, the phone line is open. This will be work. Amen. We click on your phone. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. And what we'll do, we'll click on your number. You just push 1, and we'll click on your number. We'll just have your area code, and just know what your last 4 digits are. Amen. The secretary, act as a technician of this blog talk, they'll put you in. Amen. They'll dial you in. Amen. You can go right into Blog Talk. All right. We're open. We're in the studio to hear your calls. Don't give your name. Amen. We try to keep everything it's nice and peaceful. We don't have no feedback, no callback. Amen. But we just want to be, amen, truthful with each other. Amen. If you have got caught in some bad information, say so. If you know how to see people in these bad formulas, someone has sold you something, say so, that we all can be a God in ourselves. Like I say, Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, amen, wisdom is a defense. If you know, like people saying about scams, if you know somebody's trying to either scamming people or tricking them or doing things, then say so that they won't get caught in that. In that type of situation. Amen. God bless you. The phone lines are open. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're glad to have all of you. Amen. From all different area codes, Florida, Georgia. Amen. Sometimes Carolinas. And amen. We're glad to have, glad to have you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend that Block Talk is on the air. And you can also hear this broadcast again on your computers. You go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. All right, we're going to area code. We have 754 area code, last 4 digits, 7506. 506. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. The word came to me, disobedient. Warfare starts when we start being disobedient, and we see that happen to Eve. She was disobedient to what God told her. So we have to realize that warfare do start when we start being what disobedient. And we have to remember that we have to, you know, stay in God's word. And I was reading today, and Paul was saying he had no greater joy than walking the truth. And we have to know what the words say. We got to know what the truth say. So I think warfare starts when we start being disobedient to God in his word.
All right. All right. God bless you. Amen. A good point. When we start disobeying God, that caused the enemy the right to come into our lives. He calls him the right to come in and challenge. Come in and challenge. All right. God bless you. Woman of God. Amen. Glad to have you. Amen. All right. We out moving around now. Like the sailor say, the boat is not in the water. We're moving out. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. Things didn't start happening in the garden towards the human race until Adam and Eve disobeyed. God said, don't do it. And they did it. Amen. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. We're talking about where spiritual warfare started and also how you can protect yourself against it. Protect yourself against it. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. We might not think. Amen. We all day long, we thinking something and talking to ourselves. You might not think so. No. You're not aware of it. You're not aware that you all day long, amen, and all night, the natural man, you don't be careful. Philippians 4 says, think on these things, whatever is just, whatever good report, amen. You might not think so, amen. That is important, but it is for your spiritual walk with God, amen. Cut down the doubt and the fear, and the enemy giving you all these kind of false information. And Peter said he's like a roaring lion. Make you think things is not even so. All right, 561 area code. The last four digits is 5981. 5981. Last four digits. God bless you.
God bless you. Good afternoon. Yeah, but this is spiritual warfare. It's a great. Well, one thing I love about it, when everything fails, try Jesus. Try Jesus. You know, in the United States of America, when you sign up for the office, they give you a gun, they give you a uniform, and they train you. And that's spiritual warfare. It's training us to be able to stand. You train to fight against the enemy, not physical fight, but let God fight for us. Because he's the one that's going to have the last say so. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. We've got a heavy man of God. He can, amen. This man of God here considered as a miracle baby, miracle child, miracle man. He's at the hospital, miracle man. Amen. All right. We're running along here pretty good. We're getting way out in the deep now. We're getting out in a deep part of the ocean. We're way out. Now there's no turning back. You got to call in now. It's your turn. Your turn. We enjoy it. I always enjoy hearing people's testimony and they view because we learn from each other. Isaiah said, you keep your mind in him. You keep in perfect peace. Amen. You mind warfare, mind. The mind, be surprised. Amen. Try it 4 hours a day. Let's try it. Try it 1 minute. Think on good things. Then constantly work 5 minutes. Challenge yourself, amen, that you're not going to think anything wrong or evil, amen, amen. We're so accustomed to that. We was born in sin, but, amen, Paul said, transform yourself. Transform yourself. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. You can just dial 1-855-236-2252. 347-215-8816. You can have all the training in the world, but if you don't memorize it and utilize it until it get down in your spirit, and that's what practice is all about. They're the greatest athletes. It's a lot. Musicians practice. Amen. They tell it the human being, the human part, the mind, especially, you know, those of you who are driving. You know how hard it was to really get coordinated. Right foot, left foot, brakes, gas. Amen. Your hands and your turning. All that coordinated. Then after a while, when you step in a car, automatically the brain and the mind just click. Just take over. Because God made this your body one of the greatest computer machine there is. God said, this is well good. Your mind, your body. If you train your mind on anything, and this is what the enemy wants all day, he give you music all the time. All right, we're going to do 561-1413. 561-1413. Amen. 561-1413.
And God bless you, everybody, in Radio Land, Blog Talk Radio Land. Bless you, Bishop, sir, and everybody with their Holy Ghost ears. I would like to say 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. I urge you, brethren, you know the household of Stephens, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have devoted themselves to the ministry of the saints. I want to stop right there. I read a little further than what I announced. I want to say we got to continue to operate in love in this time of warfare, the beginning of warfare. We got to love through us. That's what's going to be the glue to our armor, amen, that was going to keep us all together and strong and on one accord and being able to be discernful of one another concerning warfare and this spiritual darkness that's plaguing our land. Amen. And we know the roaring lion, he ain't nothing. He ain't going to do nothing if we don't let him. If we don't invite him in, he can't win. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be encouraged. Let's fight this fight of faith together. It's more with us than against us. And you're not alone. Be encouraged. Hallelujah.
God bless you, man of God. Always good to have you. Amen. All right, we're going down to area code 229, the last four digits, 8742. 8742, the last four digits. Bless you.
Praise the Lord, Bishop, and Block Talk Radio Land. It's a joy to, but I was looking at Ephesians, the sixth chapter, and it reads, finally, my brethren, talking to the saints, be strong in the Lord. And Paul was encouraging the children at Ephesus in the power of his might. He told us to be strong, not in my might, but in his might, meaning God's might, Jesus' might. We ought to be strong in it. Why? Because we need to put on the whole armor, not half of the armor, but the whole armor of God, that we might be able to stand. He don't want us to fall. He don't want you to sit down. going to get rough. We're going to need some power, his power, and we'll be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks or the schemes of the devil. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against humans, against each other, our friends, our neighbors. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and against rulers of the darkness. These are demonic forces, spirits that have no body. So we can't look at each other, our neighbor, our enemies even, because we're not wrestling against them. And it says against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what the enemy comes to do. In high places, he has exalted himself. And he wants to be like Almighty God. So does his demonic army, planning tricks, schemes against the people of God. So Paul is encouraging us to be strong in the Lord. How do we get our strength? You got to go to the strength giver. And that's none other than Jesus Christ and God our Father. And you've got to stay suited up, as the young man was saying about the army. The army will not send you out without a suit. You got to put on the whole suit. You can't go out with just the coat, the jacket, the cap. But you've got to put on the whole suit that represents the armed forces. So it is in the spirit realm. We've got to put on the whole armor of God. Not half, the whole armor, that we might be suited up to fight in this spiritual warfare. May God bless you and keep you. It's my prayer.
God bless you, woman of God. So happy to have you. Amen. And so many tonight have hit on some very good points. Amen. And there are some the false prophets and false teachers, amen, are telling people they are saved. The Bible says you should confess with your mouth, amen, believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sin. That's you heard the information. So that's a part of the armor. If you're not quite sure that you're saved, that's the helmet. That's your head. That's your head. Put on the, amen, the helmet of salvation. A helmet is a cap that goes on top of your head. If you're not sure, but scriptures and water baptism and, amen, and prayer, amen, then that's a part of your arm is missing. Part of your arm is missing. Amen. You're not sure about Jesus. Amen. You heard that he was a good angel. Amen. You heard that, amen, he's not coming back. That's a part of your armor. Amen. We have to put on the whole armor. Amen. Unrighteousness. You can't just do part. Amen. I'm going to put on my religion next week. Amen. You got to do right all the time, much as you know how. Amen. That's what Jesus gave the model prayer. Lord, forgive me of my transgressions if I forgive those, amen, the trespass against me. Amen. Leviticus talk about the sin of ignorance. You know, we're not sure about things. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. That's a part of the armor Paul was saying. Amen. And that's what we can fight against spiritual warfare. If people say, oh, you're not saved. Oh, that's first thing the enemy always deal with the new converts. Amen. Oh, you're not saved. You had water baptism. You done did everything that you know how to do until you got more biblical knowledge. But they come after, oh, and you ain't changed, ain't nothing happened to you. Thinking the enemy come after you. I remember when I first got saved, amen, we were invited to a wedding. Went out on the beach and there was a big old nice hotel and everything, a big cafeteria, and I just got out of the water baptized an hour ago and walking into a full-blown party. I said, oh, Lord, hey, everybody, the bartender and the waitress running around, what you drink? I said, oh, Lord Jesus, I got to stop praying. I said, Lord, I just got to baptize. Just help me get through this one. Help me get through this one, Lord. And I told him what he said. What did you want? He asked. And I said, yeah, put ginger ale in it. And he gave me, boy, I prayed. If I squeezed that glass a little bit harder, I thought it was part of broken my hand. I prayed and sprayed on that glass. And when I drunk it, it was just like ginger ale. I couldn't taste nothing. And all that day and whatever long we stayed, I walk around with that same glass. He said, oh, you sure you don't want them? I said, no, I'm okay. God worked a miracle. Because the enemy, he attacks you. He attack you. Amen. He know I didn't know much of the word. But, you know, I know to pray. I know to pray. Also praying always, all the time. Amen. Because of the fact you can get these things off of you. Now, Jude said, and we're closing, we can take one more comment, amen, before we go into prayer, amen. You can be able to have another comment before we go into prayer, talking about spiritual warfare, amen. Remember your mind. You might not think music or rap singing or all that. Okay, 561-5981. We got one more comment, 561-5981. Go right ahead.
Yes, Bishop, you know, I learned in life that it's easy to go to church. It's easy to read the Bible. But your test comes. You said spiritual warfare. Your test comes. And I'm sure all of us have went through something. But one thing I learned, this is something you can't just talk about. This is something that you have to live. You have to live according to God's word. Like I heard the young lady said, this is a living thing. We must live this to be in God's army. Amen. Take care.
All right. This is a man. I'm going to say a little bit about him. I know he don't mind. He came out of the hospital. Everybody runs a war. He came out. Amen. You hear him now talking, and he's a miracle. The doctors are calling him a miracle. And you got to live this thing. You got to keep your mind on Christ. Jude, amen. Jude, the last book before Revelation, and the 19th verse, he said, these separate themselves, since you have not the Spirit. They have not the Spirit when they go around mocking and talking. But be my beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Build up yourself in your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Keep your mind, brethren. Watch your mind. Watch your mind. Be careful. Amen. What you think. If you be aware of what you think, then throw the garbage out and move on. It's going to come. That garbage is going to come by somebody talking, by the car, somebody saying something. And if you don't watch it, you can walk in the store. You hear all kinds of things. Then throw it out and keep on. Father, man, we thank you, Lord Jesus, what you've done tonight. We thank you today, whoever might be listening, that you take this with them and help others. And Jesus the Christ, Lord, bless them through the word of your power of your spirit. Oh, God, we bind Satan's hand. We bind his weaponry. We bind his warfare, that everybody will have the victory. Amen. You gave us the victory. Amen. We're not losers. We're winners. But let us know that we are winners. Teach us, Holy Spirit. Show us our weakness and that we can guard ourselves, assure by ourselves, and tighten up our loins. Oh, God, we have to sing a song like Paul said, sing a song, a hymn, a spiritual song. Amen. We have to put music on all night. We have to put Bible teaching all the time. Amen. Signs and notes. Amen. Transform our mind. Amen. From death to life. In Jesus the Christ we pray. God bless you. We love you. Until next time, call a friend and tell a friend if you want to listen to this broadcast again on computers, and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Until next time, amen. We love you. Bless you.